You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, it's Lydia at SRA Con 2017, and I'm joined by Tom and Claire from Capital East Midlands. Hello.
Hi.
That was very in sync. I'm very impressed.
Yes, nailed
it. Like we're in a band.
We wish.
So obviously that talk was about sort of like a day in the life of Capital East Midlands, and there were like eight of you there, all with like very opposing schedules. And obviously Dino and Pete were there, who were the breakfast presenters. Mm-hmm. So do you ever get a bit envious of their schedule and like their show as opposed to the drive show that you do?
The 4 a.m. alarm clock, not jealous of that at all. Like on the drive time show, you obviously have the dream hours of waking up anytime, getting to work around lunchtime, finishing about 7 o'clock. But obviously their show gets more listeners, they get more celebrity interviews as well, so that's pretty cool as well.
Do you agree?
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I mean, yeah, everyone says like the breakfast show is the biggest show, which it absolutely is. But then if you talk to presenters, drive is the best show because you can go out after work to a gig or out clubbing with mates, drinking, whatever, and you have the entire morning until about 1 p.m. if you're pushing it to sleep off a hangover. And what's not to love about that?
That is, to be fair, I can't imagine getting up that early every day. So it was mentioned in that talk that you don't have a producer sitting in during your show, which Dino and Pete obviously have brains, don't they? So do you think this makes like quite a big difference between your shows?
Makes a huge difference. It means we rely on interns quite a lot more to help us out with social media. We obviously pre-plan all the content, so we're kind of okay with that. But trying to keep on top of social media, what's going on with the show, interacting with people on a timeline and sending out tweets that are related to our content, it's quite a lot to do between two people.
We manage it over... Since working together, we've kind of worked out how we work together best. So we take it in turns driving the desk, and then the other person kind of takes hold of the social media stuff. As Claire said, interns are really useful for us kind of turning audio clips around, so hooks of new songs or callers who have won competitions, editing video, that kind of thing. So we get something out of that in terms of help on our show, and hopefully the guys who intern for us, who are predominantly students, get like a good kind of idea of what the industry's like and a bit of experience as well.
So you mentioned there that you have quite a lot of student interns and that you both were at Trent. And so do you think student radio is important? Like, do you think it really helped you both in your careers?
We definitely wouldn't be doing what we are doing now, the drive show at Capital East Midlands, without student radio. Like, I came to uni not knowing what I wanted to do. I was doing a journalism degree and then found student radio, started presenting, and yeah, that was like 7 years ago. So it's absolutely important. And so many people that have come to us interning are now working in the industry, which is amazing. Like, there's producers in Capital in Wales, there's presenters, people now working at the Capital Network in various different roles, whether it be on air or behind the scenes. And that's all because of student radio.
Student radio gives you a ground to experiment and do lots of different things that when you actually get into the industry you can't do, like talking for about 5 minutes. We can't do that on Capital. And it kind of gives you a chance to experiment and kind of get it all out of your system and kind of figure out what you want to do before going in there. And then events like this, Student Radio Conference, the networking, that's how we met our now boss, Dick Stone, through Student Radio Conference, through the Student Radio Awards. So yeah, absolutely, big up Student Radio. Wouldn't be here without it.